Hey, Kathy, did you read this article in the magazine? I can't believe how much man is changing the planet.
Yeah, I had a look at it. Quite interesting, I suppose, if you believe that sort of thing.
What? What do you mean, if you believe that sort of thing? Are you saying you don't believe that we are damaging the planet?
To be honest, Mark, not really.
What are you saying? Are you saying global warming isn't a fact? Deforestation isn't a fact? The greenhouse effect isn't actually happening?
Hey, calm down, Mark. I just think too many people take these things as being definitely true without knowing all the facts.
You really don't think global warming is happening? You know, they've said sea levels are going to rise by quite a few meters over the next 50 to 100 years. Weather conditions are getting worse all over the world. Can you remember how many big hurricanes there have been in this country over the last few years? I think evidence is all around us.
I don't think we have enough information, to be honest. We've only been measuring these things for around 200 or 300 years. We have no idea what was happening 50,000 years ago. For all we know, this is just a natural blip, a kind of sudden but temporary change in the whole climate cycle. I don't think we should change how we're living just because of 20 years of abnormal measurements.
And don't you think all the other effects we're having on the planet are destructive?
What do you mean?
I mean, like deforestation, overpopulation, threatening the existence of many endangered animals, pollution of the air and the seas. I mean, I could go on if you want.
No, I understand what you're saying, and yes, it's true that there are several problems worldwide caused by human influence. I think the destruction of the Amazon rainforest is really dangerous, and it's something we could live to regret. I read somewhere that they were considered to be the lungs of the planet, and there we are, happily chopping it all down. And it would be a shame to lose some of those animals that may become extinct, you know, like the rhino or the panda. But I think we shouldn't interfere with nature. If they are going to become extinct, then we have to allow nature to take its course.
You've just contradicted yourself in two sentences, Kathy. First, you said it's bad that we're interfering with nature by destroying the rainforest, and then.
That's not the same thing.
Well, of course it is. The only reason 99% of these animals are endangered is precisely because we are threatening their habitats, either by chopping it down, as you say, or by expanding towns and farming into areas where these animals normally live and hunt. You can't destroy an animal's habitat and then turn around and say we can't interfere with nature to save it.
I don't think having 20 panda cubs in zoos around the world is a very smart way to save an animal. It's totally artificial and is cruel to the animals involved.
I would go along with that, yes. The real solution is to save the animal's original habitat.
This is the end of the first interview. Questions 1 to 5 are based on what you have just heard. Question 1. What do the speakers mainly talk about? Question 2. What does the woman think of global warming? Question 3. What is the man mainly concerned about? Question 4. What do the speakers both agree about on the topic? Question 5. What is the woman's attitude toward the topic?